Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Moneyweb.
I'm chatting with Fahime Adia. You find her, of course, at Momentum Securities. Fahime, appreciate the time. We are in the midst of earnings season, results coming thick and fast. Today, no change, a bunch of them coming through. The first I want to touch on is Woolies. Food, always good from Woolies. Fashion, really not working, notwithstanding their CEO is ex of Levi, and a dividend cut. Fashion is becoming their Achilles heel.
Hi, Simon. Thanks for having me. Yes, so it looks like the share price was a bit down on the back of those results we saw today. So the turnover increased by about 5.7%, but your headline earnings per share down quite a lot, by 25%. And due to that, they had to cut that dividend. And like you said, you know, we are seeing some very strong performance in the food business. So, for example, if you look at that food delivery platform Dash, that's been doing very well. But this was offset by weakness in the apparel business. So Woolies has been struggling to turn the local apparel business around for quite some time now. But this time we've seen that it's both the fashion, beauty, home business and Country Road Group in Australia that's really been struggling, which shows that consumers are still under a lot of pressure in general, and it's both in South Africa and abroad in Australia, unfortunately.
And to your point around consumers under pressure, I mean, Woolies, my sense is probably a little more upmarket. Your Pep and your Mr. Price, I mean, they're not shooting the lights out, but being at the lower end of that equation, they're perhaps doing a little bit better than Woolies.
Yes, that's exactly it. So Woolies targets more, I would say, the mid to upper income segment of the market. And given that the consumer is now under so much pressure, we're seeing a lot more consumers downtrade to your discounted apparel offerings from the likes of Mr. Price, for example. So yes, that's definitely been a factor in this.
The next one out and on coming through is Spur. We all know Spur, of course, they're also Panarottis and a bunch of others, Rocamamas as well is in there. And they really are kind of getting it right. It is still tough out there. It's the same consumer who's not buying fashion, but we are eating out a bit. Revenue up almost 14%.
Yeah, it's quite a good set of results considering the difficult environment. So like you said, revenue up 14%, HEPS increased by about 11.8%, and we're seeing a significant increase in sales of 130% in the retail company store. So that's showing significant recovery. And that recently acquired Doppio collection contributed quite nicely towards revenue growth. So we're seeing some strong performance there. But, you know, like we said, even though the consumer is under pressure, it seems Spurs really just gotten their strategy right and their value proposition, which is what's attracting the customers. You know, so, for example, they've got that Spur family loyalty program, which has been very effective.
Mm-hmm. And they sit on a debt-free scenario, which really gives them flexibility. But what they are doing is not being crazy with that. You mentioned they did the Doppio deal, but they're not sort of rushing out and spending the money like crazy. They're being careful. And I got to say, I quite like that in management. You might call it a lazy balance sheet, but that's not the worst thing in the world.
Yes, exactly. It's always good to have that cash available. You've never want to be overly indebted, especially when interest rates are still relatively high. And yeah, it gives them that opportunity to be able to acquire businesses that look attractive when the time arises. So definitely a good thing.
Cash build. We all went and fixed up our houses during the pandemic. 5 years later, we are living with whatever we did. We are certainly not out there doing much. Revenue actually wasn't too bad, up 5%, but the dividend essentially flat. HEPS up a little bit. They're not seeing that consumer recovery coming through, which, again, we kind of saw with Woolies Fashion. Under pressure, and we don't need to replace tiles or paint our house or build a cottage.
Yes, exactly. So I think it was decent, you know, given that it has been a tough environment. But unfortunately, the building retail sector in South Africa is really not showing proper recovery after those COVID days. There's also been a lot of inclement weather events during the period, which was a bit of a headwind too. But yeah, you know, the South African consumers are under a lot of pressure right now, and I don't think they would be prioritizing discretionary spend on this type of thing.
And then there was Curro, and I have to say, I had thought we might see better numbers out of Curro. Number of learners essentially flat, what they call recurring headline earnings, actually up nicely at around some 10%. Education is hugely important. We want our kids to be smarter than we were, have better opportunity. Your take on the Curro numbers?
Yeah, so the headline earnings per share increased by about 13%, which wasn't too bad, but there was a slight decline in enrolled learners at the start of the year. in comparison to 2024, which Kira says just reflects the pressure that the South African household is currently under. So that was a bit disappointing, and we saw a bit of a sell-off in the share price due to that. And I see it's had to also impair several underperforming schools, but it's still invested almost 670 million into building new campuses in Namibia and Sandton. So they're still optimistic on South Africa over the long term. But yeah, it is disappointing to see that there isn't more that's being spent on education, especially if you consider that there was withdrawals from the two-pot system last year. And I believe a lot of consumers put that into education. But I see Stadio also released a trading update guiding HEPS to a high of 33%. So perhaps consumers are investing more in the tertiary side of things than primary and secondary.
And you make a great point there on the two-pot, because, I mean, Cashboard mentioned that they didn't see the two-pot spending. I concur with you. I thought would see more of it in Curo. Certainly, I think we're seeing some of it in Stadio. The two-pot perhaps not being spent as I think many of us had hoped, which was on sort of, you know, the more consumer, it looks like. I'm not sure. Look, we were eating out with it most notably, but it's perhaps not as big a hit as we thought it would be.
Yes, exactly, which I think just shows the tremendous pressure that the consumer has been under. So the main priority when they withdrew from the two-pot system was to try to settle high interest-bearing debt and then also to spend the rest on things like education. It was never really, I think, a priority for consumers to even look at improving on their homes or those type of things, which just shows how much pressure the consumer is under.
We now move to Quilter, which was the investment arm of Old Mutual. No longer that has been separated. And really, I mean, there's some good numbers here. You know, a 70% increase in adjusted profit, improvement in operating margins to 29%. Your take on the Quilter set of numbers?
Yes, so it looked like quite a strong set of results, beating consensus expectations. The market responded pretty well to it. The share price was up quite a bit. It looks like that better performance was driven by higher asset under management, which increased by 12%. That was supported by strong net inflows. Market performance was also positive during the period, and the higher interest rate environment also helped to yield some better returns on cash. If we look at the segments that delivered the best results, that looks like it was the high net worth and affluent segments. And there was also some significantly higher new business levels. So it's looking like it's doing quite well.
Yeah, Quilter certainly is doing well. And 8%, that's a big move. It's a strong day in the market, but that is still a big move. We'll leave it there. Fahima Adia, Momentum Securities, always appreciate the insights. Thank you.
Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.